Welcome back to the G and Ursula Show on Cairo Radio. If you missed our 9 o'clock hour, G shared some concerning personal news, and we need to bring in our favorite virologist, Dr. Angela Rasmussen, for some advice. Good morning, Dr. Rasmussen.
Good morning, Ursula.
You heard the news. I know that G contacted you. Yeah, so in case anyone didn't catch it, G caught COVID. And after two negative test results, his third one turned out positive. So we kind of pushed G to share the story because he was worried that he was going to scare people away from the vaccine. But I think this is exactly what we need to know, right, Doctor?
That's right. So what people should know is that the vaccines are incredibly effective. I just got my vaccine yesterday. I got a single dose of Johnson & Johnson. And I have a lot of peace of mind knowing that I have excellent protection against getting sick from COVID-19. But I don't have complete 100% protection. There is no such thing as any vaccine that provides absolute protection against infection. And there will be a small number of people who get the vaccine who become infected, especially if they haven't gone 2 weeks after getting their second shot of the Pfizer vaccine that G got. So while it's super unfortunate, and I really feel for G being one of the unlucky few who has what's called a breakthrough infection, and that's an infection in a vaccinated person, it does happen, and people shouldn't be alarmed by that. That's completely normal. What people should keep in mind is that getting that vaccination actually will ensure that you are less likely to have severe illness. All of the vaccines are extremely protective against severe COVID-19, against hospitalization, and against death. And it sounds like G has actually had a pretty mild course of disease. That's probably because he was partially protected by that vaccine.
Yeah, considering he's doing the show from his bed, yeah, I would say.
I'm going to say this, and Ursula encouraged me, because some of this conversation I didn't want to talk about because I don't want to scare people. But at the same time, I want to tell the truth. And one of the things that you said to me last night on the phone, and I want to share this, Dr. Rasmussen, is that you shared that there is a good possibility that because I did have the first vaccine, the first dose, that it probably helped me from having a severe case.
That's right. I mean, we will never know for sure. And that's also what I told you last night. But, you know, the fact is you did have some mild symptoms. We already know from the clinical trials, as well as from some real world data that's coming in, that even one shot 2 weeks after you get that shot is very protective against symptomatic disease. So it's reasonable to think that if you had not had that one shot or that second shot, that you could have had a much worse case of COVID-19 if you weren't protected at all.
The other thing I want to ask you about, now we're getting all into personal business. I'm actually getting the second Moderna shot this week. And now we're hearing that women especially are, so I've been warned by three different people, oh, the second shot is worse, especially for women. I'd heard already that the second shot you would feel, because the first one I felt nothing. So what is that about? What do we know about the second shot and women?
So with regard to there being sex differences, we do know that there are sex differences for actually getting COVID-19. We know that men are at a higher risk of getting severely ill and dying from COVID-19. So there are definitely sex biases that have been observed with this particular virus and the disease that it causes. It's a little bit less clear if that applies also in terms of women being more susceptible to side effects from the vaccine. And I haven't seen any data that really conclusively shows that. But one thing to keep in mind, too, is that my parents both got the Moderna vaccine. And for their second shot, they really didn't have much in the way of side effects, either one of them. And obviously, my father is male and my mother is female. Now, that's just an anecdotal situation. But I've certainly heard as well from colleagues who've gotten the Moderna shot, where men had a difficult time with side effects after the second shot, and where women did not. So I think that this is something that is really not well understood. anybody could potentially have severe side effects after the second shot. But even in the cases where those are more severe, more uncomfortable, where you might need to maybe take some Tylenol and stay in bed and call in sick from work, I have to say definitively, it is still a lot better than getting COVID-19. So don't let those potential side effects deter you from getting your second shot of Moderna or Pfizer. I think that people should realize that it will potentially, for some, a minority of people, be very uncomfortable for a day or two, but it sure beats being in the ICU.
Dr. Rasmussen, we got this question. This is a very good question for one of our listeners. Our daughter received her first shot as Pfizer, and yesterday there was a communication error with her group of five, and they received the Moderna shot. This was 21 days after the Pfizer shot. Is there any concern getting the Pfizer shot first and then the Moderna shot second? This has caused anxiety with my daughter, and we want to calm her worries. Thanks.
Yeah, that's a great question. And this has happened a few times. This is bound to happen anytime people are, engaged in a national vaccine effort that includes multiple types of vaccines. But I think, it hasn't been studied what happens if you get what's called a heterologous dosing regime. That's if you get, start off with Pfizer or Moderna and then get a different vaccine for your booster. But what your friend's daughter should know is that the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines are actually quite similar. All of the vaccines use the same antigen. That's the same target for your immune system to train your immune system to fight COVID. And that's the spike protein of SARS coronavirus 2. Both the mRNA vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna encode essentially the same spike protein. There's some slight differences. The Moderna vaccine is what's called a prefusion stabilized form of spike. That just means that the spike protein can last for a little bit longer after the vaccine produces it. But they're essentially the same thing. They're teaching your body how to make the same protein, and it's making the same immune responses to that protein. So there's probably not much of a difference in terms of getting the Moderna shot after you've gotten the first dose of Pfizer. And again, we don't have any data to back this up, but just knowing how vaccines work, knowing how these vaccines work, the daughter probably can rest easy that she'll have the same protection from that heterologous dosing regime as she would have had if she'd gotten two shots of Pfizer.
Dr. Rasmussen, we thank you for your time and your expertise as always, and congratulations on getting the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Oh, thank you so much. And I have to apologize if you heard some squeaking in the background there. That was my dog who decided that this was a great time to start chewing on her squeaky toys.
It's all good. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. And feel better, G.
Hey, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Hey.